listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Looking today at Leviticus chapter 2 and talking about the idea of being seasoned with salt. Let's take a look at today's verse. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 13. And with every offering of your grain offering, you shall season with salt. You shall not allow the salt of the covenant of your God to be lacking from your grain offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Under the old covenant, not every sacrifice was of an animal and with blood. God also accepted the grain offering. Like every one of the offerings made in ancient Israel, the grain offering had to be made with salt. In other words, salt had to be added to the altar, to the offering in some way. Why did God command this? The first reason, salt speaks of purity. As a chemical compound, salt can't change. It has an inherent purity. God wanted every sacrifice brought before him to come from a pure heart. Some of what we do for God is from impure motives. We should ask God to give us the purest of motives to show our gratitude and our honor to his glory. I've also heard that salt itself cannot change, but it can be corrupted by what is added to it. When our motives are impure, it's often because we add concern about our own glory and prestige. Ask God to build in you the purity of salt. Here's the second reason. Salt speaks of preservation. As a preservative, salt stops the normal operations of the flesh. It is the nature of flesh to spoil, but salt-cured meat will stay good for a long time. Long before we used refrigeration and freezing to keep things, people preserved meats by salting them. When we come before God, we don't come in our own spoiled flesh. We come in the name of Jesus on the basis of his merits, not ours. We can only be preserved by the constant work of God in us. Here's a third reason. Salt speaks of preciousness. In Bible times, salt was an expensive, valued commodity in that ancient world. Roman soldiers were sometimes paid in salt. Adding salt to every sacrifice was a way to make each offering to God a little more costly, a little more precious. We need to put our best into everything and give everything to God. If you go to the market, you can see some foods that are salt-free or reduced salt. That might just be what somebody needs in their diet for good nutrition. But when we think of what salt symbolized for ancient Israel, we understand that we should never live a salt-free or reduced salt life. Every day is a gift that we can and should give to God, and it's proper that we season or sprinkle our day with the understanding of the purity that God wants us to live out. Jesus is our purity. The preserving work God wants to do in us, Jesus preserves us to the end. And the precious nature of every moment we give to God. Everything given to Jesus is precious. Even a small sacrifice that we make for God can be precious before him if we season it with salt. Let your life be seasoned with salt today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.